For years, I've had this strategy, you might call it, this way of living that I call the push. It's called the push. And I don't know exactly where I got this idea. It's an accumulation of a couple different ideas and different things. And it's this idea that I push myself to do things, and at times the things that I don't necessarily want to do. Don't want to make my calls. Don't want to do my follow-ups. Don't want to talk to my sales organization. Don't want to exercise. I have a whole long list of things that I don't want to do every day, even though I'm fairly proficient at them. And so it's called the push. I got to push myself to get my ass up and do the things I don't want to do. Sometimes I got to push myself out of my comfort zone and into the zone that I know I need to be in. You can't grow being comfortable. And so I push myself. And so this is how I've handled my finances, what I call the push. And the push is push myself to educate myself, learn how to sell, learn how to do follow-ups, learn how to write ads, learn how to invest. I began to learn and push myself to make myself do these things. As I acquired these skills, I began to push myself into business. And I created a home-based business. I created websites that made money. I started side businesses. I had a lawn care business. I would push myself to do those things. And as I began to do these things, I've worked on myself, and through self-help and education and self-improvement, I would take these skills and translate them to the businesses I was doing, and my lawn care business began to grow, and my downline began to grow, and network marketing, I began to make this money. And then I take that money, and instead of keeping that money or blowing that money, or giving it to Bank of America and car payments and credit cards and all the crap that other people like to do with their money, I pushed that money into investments. And for me, it was real estate. I figured out real quick I wanted to be a millionaire. And I figured out real quick the surefire, guaranteed way was to acquire 10 houses. If I could get 10 houses worth $100,000, that's $1 million in houses. Then all I got to do is let the renters pay the mortgage off and I would be a millionaire. Simple plan. And that was the plan I began to execute. Through the power of compound interest and leverage, that began to work. Soon I had 10 people making mortgage payments for me every single month. Every single month, my net worth is going up by thousands of dollars, not because of my job, not because of network marketing, simply because I saved up money and purchased a house. Isn't that beautiful? But that's a push. So I had to push myself to self-improve. I had to push myself to learn skills, to then transfer those skills to business, where I had to push myself through the business to do things I didn't want to do, to then take the profits and push those profits into real estate, and then get up every day and continue to push into real estate, looking for a new deal, saving money, looking for a new deal. And this is a push and this is a grind. And it's not easy and it's super hard. And this is why very few people own, you know, a dozen, two dozen houses, because it's hard. It's a push. The reason people don't make it network marketing is because it's hard. It's a push. And people don't like to push themselves. They like to be comfortable. People will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. Did you know that? That's a trigger point you can use in your marketing. People do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And let me tell you, the push is painful. Pushing is painful. People will do more to avoid pain. To acquire 10 rental properties is painful. People call you. Things break. You don't have the money. You need new roofs. Water tanks go out. Renters don't pay you. It's painful. And so you have to push yourself. It's painful to recruit hundreds and hundreds, and I've recruited over 100,000 people. It's painful. And so I developed the push. So I push myself to do the self-development, to learn new skills, to learn how to sell, to learn how to write. I had to push myself. It didn't come easy. I didn't go to college. I don't have a degree. I don't have an MBA from Wharton. And so every morning I have to get up and push myself into self-development so that I had the confidence to go into an area that I have no skills or certifications in and possibly no right to be doing. And so I pushed myself through that, which then gave me the skills, the confidence to go into business and start a business, to then have the ability to push the results from that, the money, into real estate. And then as the money came in from real estate, to forego using the money, again, a push to not let my wife spend it, to not let my children spend it, to not give it to Bank of America, credit card companies, and car companies, and spend it on vacations, but push it into the stock market. Again, very hard. It's hard to make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 profit every month over here for not, it's not your job. It's not wages. It's not a W-2 income. It's just profit. And it comes in every month. And here's a big chunk of profit. And the reason you have this profit is because of the push. And then to say, I don't want the money. And push it into something else. And so for 18 years, I've been getting up every day and doing the push. Pushing myself up, pushing myself into business, taking the profits from business, pushing them into real estate, taking the money from real estate, and pushing it into the stock market. The push. And in every step of the way, friends and family who would tell me, you've been so lucky. Boy, he's an overnight success. And they haven't seen 18 years of the push. See, you sweat when you push. Sometimes you bleed when you push. It's painful. Recently, I've been talking about the idea of responsibility. The push comes with incredible responsibility. Because you have friends and you have loved ones who say, hey, Dad, why don't we use that money? And you have to say, no. We're pushing it. We're pushing it. We're pushing it. And the more you master the push, the wealthier you become. And if you can't do the push, then you will live paycheck to paycheck, month after month, year after year. And you won't have the one thing that you want. Time and money. Time and money. You can only have what you invest. So if you want more time and if you want more money, you have to invest time and money. And for me, what that looked like was the push. I call it the push.